For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. Those things we did not get to during the course of the show today. Gavin's health looking pretty good. He's fever-free for 24 hours right now, so has a little cough, but that means he should be back on Monday.
Wait, I thought he said he had a fever last night.
No, not since yesterday, so they're good.
Oh.
Yeah, then you got 2 more days. You have to be fever-free for 24 hours.
Fever for
the flavor of Pringles. You have to be fever-free for 24 hours before you're considered non-lethal. Anymore. With COVID. So he should be back on Monday, but he's doing all right. Let's get to some of the stuff. Betty Rock might be single-handedly bringing down streaming services.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Netflix.
Why?
Struggling because of problems that they have with their consumers and maybe even sharing passwords. Betty Rock offered me an exchange the other day.
So it's valid.
And she, you're not buying your own account, and so if you're using other people's accounts, but they know that happens. Netflix originally was like,
"We
don't care."
But I traded with you.
I know that still defeats the purpose, but yeah, I got the wrong end of that trade.
How?
I was so bummed because you're like, "Hey y'all, Wally, could I trade with you? Okay, one Discovery Plus. I got a Discovery Plus token here. Could I get a Discovery Plus from you? And I will give you the best streaming service in the world.
I never
Peacock.
Said that.
It is amazing.
I really enjoy Peacock because you get. Let me just say this. You get a live, full stream of channel dedicated to Dateline episodes. All it is Dateline. You also get another one that is all Bob Ross. It never stops. It's just Bob Ross.
Oh, my gosh.
On top of that, you get other shows that I've heard of and never watched. I think Yellowstone is on there.
Yeah.
Just do some digging. Stop complaining.
I thought I was getting Paramount Plus when I agreed to change with you.
But I told you.
Oh, no.
Because you said Paramount Plus, and I said, no.
Yeah.
Peacock.
I know, because you used to have Paramount Plus.
I did.
And that had things on there like Ink Masters and stuff like that, and that's what I wanted. And then I got caught up in it.
Sounds like your own problem.
It's a me problem.
Yeah,
I'm giving you
me.
My password.
And it's
and
too
then,
late now.
Yeah, and I love Betty Rock is already like owning it too. I heard her say,
sure.
Yeah, I have Discovery Plus, so it's not a problem.
Oh, for sure. Well, because I do.
I'm changing the password.
Don't.
I'm going to totally hose you.
Don't. That's rude.
Yeah, but so I thought I was getting Paramount. Now, my fault. I didn't pay attention. Because Peacock, isn't that just NBC's streaming thing? Because I already have YouTube TV, so I can get NBC Live. So it does me no good. I got the worst end of this trade, I'll be honest with you.
Well,
yeah, you're
again,
getting Toddlers and Tiaras.
That's
and I'm
your fault.
Getting old Friends reruns or something. But Netflix... Apparently, they delivered some bad quarter news to their subscribers and their investors, and that was not really a good thing. They added 8.3 million people worldwide, but that was under what they were hoping for, and so it caused Netflix price to plunge over the last month.
Oh,
and so
from billions to millions?
No, they're down 30%. So that's a big drop in a stock price. That can, like, for people that invest, like, say I invested in Netflix and say I had $1,000 in Netflix and it drops 30%, now I'm down to $700, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that's a big deal. If you're talking millions of dollars that you have in it, that's a big drop. But I want you to take a guess, though, Rock, because you don't play in the stock market.
Nope.
Okay, you could. You've got some money saved up. Mm-hmm. I could put you in touch with a guy.
my roommate is into some
no,
of the,
she's not.
The Bitcoin stuff.
No, Knick Knack is doing Bitcoin.
Yeah,
so risky.
Oh, really? Well, so I don't understand anything. I mean,
I
there's
would love
words
to talk
that
to her
she throws
that.
Around.
Yeah,
and I don't understand.
I would love to pick her brain on that because I've never done that yet, and I could do it. Zach, that used to produce the show, has done it, and it changes. You get up to date. Things of the changes of it by the second of how it's going up and down, I would lose my mind because I got.
Well, then you shouldn't get into it.
No, but it's exciting too. It's kind of like gambling. It's a real risk. Bitcoin is a real risk, and you can get like consumed by it for sure. So I'd love to talk to her about that. But no, how much do you think Netflix at their highest? How much do you think per share their stock was? Like, if you were to go buy a share of stock. Mm-hmm. From Netflix. Like, mm-hmm. say, Disney, for example, right now is $148 or $50 a share.
Okay.
So what do you think
Netflix's
stock would be?
Netflix would then probably be around the $70 mark.
That's a really good thought and a good guess. You're like, yeah, they're not as good or as big
no.
as Disney.
Yeah.
Netflix high trading, $700 a share. That's
Dang.
What I did. That's what Apple was trading at for a while. That Dang. Was what Facebook, Google, things like that trade at $700 a share. So I think they've probably been overpriced. And so now it's going to market correct. But if they're down 30%, if you're a true investor, you look at them and you have to look at the grand scheme and think, are they going to come back? I think they probably will. So if they're down 30%, now is the time to buy them. And then if they get back to where they were, you get a 30% increase in your money. Does that make sense? So if you buy, it's buy low, sell high. Like when yeah. something drops, as long as it's a good, solid company, then you buy it so that it when it gets back, then you have, you know, you've made money on it.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And especially if you don't have a lot of money to invest, stocks that are big companies that take a hit, that those are good ones to invest in.
But if they're losing, like Netflix, they're losing whatever prices.
Right.
Then
prices.
That means.
I love talking money with you.
That means that people that invested in them that paid the $700,
right.
It's not worth that anymore.
Right. It's down now 30% down from
and
that.
And it's all because of people like me that are stealing people's.
And that's what I was getting into. Yeah, you single-handedly undid Netflix. So.
That is all my fault, and I take such pride in that.
Apologize for that.
Nah.
Lady Rock, what do you got?
Okay, what do I have? Oh, okay. So, President Biden is celebrating his one-year anniversary in office.
Hard to believe it's been a year.
In some
hard
ways,
to believe it's only been a year.
Right. In some ways, yeah, it's hard.
It depends on what side of the coin you're on with this. Because, you know, for some people, you're like, oh, my goodness, we got three more years of this. And other people are like, I can't believe we get three more years of this,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Anyways, Jimmy Fallon is doing this new bit where him and his writing team, they will write up fake text to Biden to congratulate him on the 1 year.
Oh, that's funny.
So they were pretty hilarious. See what you think.
Kamala Harris wrote, congrats on year one, Mr. President. I'll be there soon to help you open this text.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
And former President Obama wrote, I'm toasting you from the beach. Hashtag sucks to be you. Then Tom Brady wrote, it was a tough first year, but nobody's perfect. Well, except me. Next up, Bernie Sanders wrote, congrats from the only man in Washington who can call you kid.
That is
Aren't those
funny.
Good?
See, that's funny. Like, even like, because it's not political as much. Like, so it's more age. And so I know if you're a big Biden fan, then you go, I'm offended by that. You know, but look, that's comedy, and that's what you know people do. That wasn't like politically divisive. It was just like I make jokes at my age all the time, and Betty makes jokes at my expense at my age all the time.
Yeah, I do.
And you have to be able to roll with that stuff. As a public figure. But that was funny. All right, so let's do some birthdays, and then we'll do weekend plans.
So the first one is Rosemary to her mom, Anna. She said she's a wonderful mom of both me and my younger brother.
Nice.
So happy birthday. Carrie wants to wish her sister and bestest auntie, AJ, a happy birthday, saying she's halfway to old. Not old yet.
Mm.
The first person to jump in and help when needed. Sister and... siblings, love you so much. Okay, so here's the question. When was the first time you realized you were the adult in the situation? May I go first?
No, please, go ahead.
I have multiple times while working here on the Wally Show, had to step up and be the adult. There have been multiple times where Wally said, no, this is a great idea. Yeah. We're going to set this on fire.
Yep.
And it's
we'll
going
it
to be fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And I have to be the voice of reason and say, no, this is a stupid idea. I will not do that.
Yeah.
So since I'm not doing it, it won't be done.
Right.
There was another time
you thought that
it would be a fun idea because you had something to prove to run your bicycle over two flights of stairs outside.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just a straight down shot. There was a curve in there too.
Yeah.
And he would also hit a car. A car.
Yeah.
Once again, this was another time where me and Anna, who was probably 1 or 2 years old at the time, a kid knew better. Yeah. She was, It's a bad idea.
Yeah. Okay. So for the record, I did listen that time because I'm like, God, the mechanics of this isn't good. But then I had gotten a new bike and that car wasn't in the way and I nailed it one day while you were gone. And I waited till you were gone so that I could do it. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. And I shot a video of it. I'm like, this is what happens when Betty Rock's not here.
But there are also some things that I have had to talk you out of.
Sure. Oh,
and it was for the good.
Yeah. You're a good voice of reason.
Thank you.
I
like when you get mad about something that's going on here on the business side of things.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to talk you down from that.
Yeah. I think for me, I have to, I'm an outside processor. And so, I have to get it out of my system and yell about something like where it's safe, you know, kind of thing. Because if I was to walk into someone's office, the minute I was mad, that's not going to go well. And so then it's just going to cause more things. But in here, I can bolster, get it out of my system, you know, say things I wouldn't say normally to someone and just work through it. And then I can calm down and then go and be more proactive about it. But I think I, in a safe place with like you and Gavin, where I know I can pop off, that's why I do it. So you just get to see it all. But I know it's okay because you're not going to ever out me, you know, or go.
No, but there are times where you move quicker than I can.
There have been times where I left the office and ran straight to another office.
I can recall a time where you got mad about something and you called someone and you were like, if this is how it's going to be, I'm going to quit. I'm quitting right now. And I'm like, how did we go from?
Yeah, it went so fast.
And then another time where you told me, if I get too heated, just hit me on the knee.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get to your knee quick enough before you slammed your fists on the table and screamed something to someone else.
Yeah, I was in a meeting. Yeah, that meeting has become legend here. Oh, I'm passionate. I'm very passionate about what I do. And again, none of this stuff is all like stuff about ego for me. It's not like, oh, I want a new parking space and I demand that stuff. It's all about making the product better and at least what I feel is better. Yeah. So I always have the right heart or the right intention. I should always execute it well.
Yes. I would say if you're a fan of The Office, like Wally and I are, there's an episode that I understand on an emotional level. Yes. There's an episode, it's an opening, I believe, of an episode where she has to take the phone calls because she's the receptionist. And so she will tell Michael Scott, her boss, she'll say, hey, so-and-so's on the phone. And he'll say, great. And he'll say, zabadabadoo, what's going on? Like, say something really dumb and ridiculous that's unprofessional. And Pam will stay on the phone and she'll say, still me. And then she'll say, okay, now powering through. And so she'll put the person through on the phone. And then he's like, hey, what's going on?
Hey, and then he's normal.
So that's what I feel like I have to do with you.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Have to get the dumb out first.
Yes.
And then we'll get better.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think on a serious note, you'll find as you get older, you'll have to become the parent for your parents as they get older.
Yes.
Some of the decisions they make when they get older, you're like, what in the world?
Yeah,
like, this wouldn't have flown when I was a kid, you know?
Well, I had that moment when my parents had moved. My dad has a wild hair. Sometimes he just gets something in his head and he's just got to do it.
I get that.
And so he decided that him and my mom, they were going to move to this place that was 45 minutes away from a hospital. It had lots of land, which is what he wanted. But I also knew that was going to be a lot of work and he's not getting any younger. Mm. I wanted them to be able to take it easy. So anyways, I wasn't happy about the situation. So when they decided to move, they asked me, you know, how do you feel about this? And I said, all I want is a one level house and where it's in within driving distance of a hospital. That's all I ask from you. So I had to step in and I had to say, it would make me feel better as your daughter if you would think of these things for the long term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that. Like, and I, you have to do that with your parents. I had to do that stuff like that with Marty's dad. You know, the latter part of his life, some decisions he was making that I hated having to be the parent and be like, dude, this is not good. You know, for your relationship with your daughter.
How is it that they come in like children.
And they go out like children.
And they leave like children.
Yeah, I've come in like a child. I've stayed like a child. I'm going to go out
like a child.
That's right.
You never left the child stage.
So it's going to all be the same for me. All right, let's do some weekend plans.
Weekend plans. Everybody's got them. Weekend plans.
Betty Rock, go. Betty Rock, go.
Well, I'm not really sure what's going on because as we were speaking, there was a bunch of texts coming through in a group chat.
In your group
chat? It looks like there's a Titans game happening tomorrow, and a friend of mine is hosting a watching party.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So that will be fun. That's what I'll probably be doing tomorrow.
Okay, let me ask you this. Like, is it like co-ed, like with some of these people have spouses or boyfriends?
I'm looking at the list in here, and it looks like no. These are all, well, one is married.
Then you'll have fun. Because it won't be people trying to take the game seriously and shush other people up.
It'll just be a bunch of girls that don't
And so
care.
You'll kind of watch
We're
the game.
We're there for the food. That's what I'm there
and
for.
And the conversation. Exactly. Yeah. See, that's the thing. When I get invited to a Super Bowl party, like I only go to ones that I know are people that aren't huge fans of the game for that. Because I just want to have fun and enjoy it and goof around. And I don't want to be in a real serious environment for that. Because it's not what I do. I don't care about football that much. So. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds fun.
Wait, I didn't tell you about tonight.
Well, please.
I'm not going to do anything. I think I'm going to take it easy. It was so cute. Yesterday, I went and had to get my hair did. I don't even want to think about or process the amount of money it costs for a woman to get her hair done.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It is sickening. It can make you fall dead out on the floor.
I want to play a guessing game. I want to guess I know. Okay,
it's so bad.
Let me just tell you this. First of all, you have some of the best hair of anyone I know. Okay, so
Thank you. So
your investment in your hair is paid off. Like
Thank you.
The only other person I know too that when you get searched at the airport, it's not because you have something in your pockets. It's because your hair is too big.
Yeah, and they search my hair.
Yeah,
for weapons.
She's so happy about
it's
that.
So great.
And they search my hair for weapons, guys. It's great.
It's such a huge compliment, literally.
And so you have a beautiful hair. Okay,
thank you.
So you got a haircut and a dye, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. a little bit like just. Yeah. Watching the grays, keeping things under in check.
Yeah.
I am gonna say, is it a salon you go to or a person? Like,
what's the difference?
Well, like, do you go to a salon place or do you go to a person that does it kind of on their own, like on the side?
Gosh, that's hard to say because the place that I go, it's a friend of mine, but she has to pay for a spot in this building.
Okay, so it's a co-op thing. Okay. So she can charge a little less because she doesn't have the spa overhead telling her what to charge for. So I am going to say your cut and color. How long did it take you to do it?
We started at 2:30 and I got home by 5.
Oh, for the love.
But that's also because I got caught up with a girl that was coming in after me.
Yeah.
And we both know Brandy. Do you remember Brandy?
Oh, yeah.
That used to work here?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she was coming in afterwards. So
I'm going to say.
Oh, I just looked at my bank account and
I'm gonna
saw
say,
it.
I'm going to say $250. Higher than $250? I thought I was shooting high. Three?
No. Here's the thing.
No.
Wait, let me explain the situation.
Oh,
let me explain.
Gosh. Please, go ahead.
So. The process happens, okay? She's got this rule now that I used to go in and have my hair wet so that she wouldn't even have to charge me for that.
Right.
She could just do whatever.
Right.
But now she has a rule that you have to get a wash
shampoo?
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah. So anyways, that happens. Okay. So I knew that going in. But she has it all online, so you know how much everything is, and it's like, So then at the end, she shows you on her phone, because she has one of those squares, those little white squares or whatever, how much it is, and then you have to sign it, but also you can leave a tip.
I hate that.
So you can do a 15%, 20%, but a 15% is a good chunk of change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways,
like, if it's a $300 haircut, it's a $30 tip. That's actually more than that.
Right. So it came down to this plus the tip.
Oh, would you?
I'm dry heaving. Hold on a minute.
Because Betty Rock hates to spend money.
Especially for something that's going to grow out in 6 months.
Yes.
$281.
Oh, I was so close.
You were so close.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Ouch, yes.
Now, here's what I understand where she's in a tough predicament.
True.
Because she's working in the Cool Springs area.
Right.
That's an expensive area.
Right.
She also wants to be in a good area where she can get a lot of clients.
Where she can charge people $280.
No, that she can get a lot of clients.
Then have money.
Stop. And so also the products that she buys, she has to pay for that. She has to pay for the rent. Like,
yeah,
I get all of that. And so if she cuts any of it, that's coming out of her own paycheck.
Sure.
Because a lot of that is going towards her rent, towards products, all that stuff. But, hurt. That hurt a lot. Especially because I know what guys pay.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes me want to throw up.
$16. And even I think that's a lot.
I'd be right there with you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, $16?
Right.
Are you kidding
me? And I tip $4 on that $16, so it's $20.
Here's the thing. I'm going to have to really think about some things in my life. You know, like, I'm really going to have to. Because I love her to death.
Okay.
She is a great girl. And it's not her fault.
No, I mean, it's just that industry. And so you have to decide.
Yeah.
I think.
Should I just embrace the gray?
Yes. No, not at your age.
Well,
no.
And I'm not saying it's
a lot.
You
just have a little bit here and
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but I also think if I was married.
Right. You wouldn't worry about
it. I wouldn't bother with
it.
I'd be like,
that.
I'm married. It doesn't matter. Now, that
right.
doesn't mean I'd let myself go,
no,
but
that.
I would make it look classy.
Yeah, I get
my
that.
My mom does that.
Yeah, your mom has beautiful gray hair.
My mom has never dyed her hair,
right.
and it looks amazing. But as someone who is single and still trying to
sure.
find someone desperate enough.
Right, someone below 60
right.
that doesn't go, I like gray hair.
Right.
I got that.
It's not fair because guys, it doesn't matter because we're just like, ooh, silver fox. But
yeah.
a girl can't do that.
I understand that. I actually think women that have really nice gray hair, I think it's pretty. You
it
know?
Is. But it really is.
But I get it. Like, as a young woman like you are,
yeah
you don't want to be gray too early.
No.
Now you get little grays here and there. But
yeah,
not
I'm
bad.
Not saying like
right.
it's overtaking. But it's just, I want.
I believe that somebody could, I think they could actually work more than they ever dreamed they could work in that industry if they were good. Like, your girl is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But if your girl was really good and she went for volume and not, you know, like if she went for quantity, not to slack quality, but she could do more haircuts and would have more business if she charged a number that was more reasonable or was less than her competition. But the matter is, can she do it in enough
right.
time?
Right, would she be broke? And then
right.
there's no point to it.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't really understand all that much about the industry, so I can't make those judgment
right.
calls. She has explained it to me before, and it does make sense. So I get where she's coming
sure.
from. She's between a rock and a hard place. But a big part of me is like, should I just start dying at home?
Oh, yeah. I have a friend that does that. You know Molly, right? She
yeah.
does her hair herself.
Her hair looks great.
Yeah, and she does it red, and it's always the same. She's figured it out, and she does
yeah.
it all. She was a hairdresser, though. That's how she made her living.
Oh.
And so she has it dialed in.
Wait,
and she cuts hair great, too.
She does some stuff at home, doesn't she?
Every once in a while. She's really particular.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's never cut my hair. She's cut Haley's before.
Ooh.
But she doesn't like to do that for a lot of people. I don't know. I could ask her. I mean, maybe she'd do it. At least once, just to see.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you this. I know you hate to spend money, and you're really good with your money. Like, you're frugal as the day is long. Like, you do not waste money.
Not in an unhealthy way. I will say food is definitely the one.
Right. But you don't, it's a compliment, so don't be defensive.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
It's getting to a compliment.
Okay.
You do not waste money, okay?
No.
And I respect that about
no.
you. And so, because some people could look at $280-something on your hair to be like, oh, that's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that where you don't waste a lot of money in other places, this is something that makes you feel good. It's something
yeah.
that you're kind of known for. Like, your hair is part of you and your persona. And it's like...
So I should get a tax reduction.
Yes, you should write this off. So you should like, investing in that is not a bad thing. It's funny, like the lady that cuts my hair, because I have a very specific haircut style, and it's like recognizable. People recognize me because my hair points up, my beard points down. And so, and it's funny because my the lady that cuts my hair at Great Clips, Shout out Dana. She's amazing. Spring Hill and the Port Royal one. But she is mindful of that. And like, I was going to cut my hair one time a different way. And she's like, you know, that's not your thing, right? You know, and she's like, I can do it. But this is your, like, your trademark. This is you. Like, you get me so much. And like, that's just good. Yeah.
See,
she's great.
I need someone like
She would be $16 for a cut for you. And she cuts hair fantastically. And then I don't know what color. I don't think they color anymore. Or maybe they do. But the color is the problem. The color is like super expensive for you, and I get that. Yeah, so, all right, well.
Anyways, how we got onto that was because of weekend plans.
Yeah, weekend plans.
So, I'm just saying that tonight I'm not going to do anything, but Beans was so cute last night, so I had decided, because Nicole's out of town, I was like, I'm going to go to bed early.
Nice.
And I'm just going to cuddle with the kitties, watch some trash TV, and just be done.
There you go.
And it was so nice. And I think I'm going to do that again. Well, not go to bed early because Nicole's back in town.
Oh, yeah.
But I am going to just live it up.
Good.
Go out and get something good to eat.
I always try to do something fun on Friday nights. Like, we have our friends that we do stuff with every weekend, and they're always like, what do you want to do, something Friday or Saturday? I always like to do it Friday night for me as, like, a reward for the week, and then I stay up really late and stuff because I have to go to bed early on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so, for me, it makes me feel like I'm having a three-day weekend. If I go home on Fridays and I do nothing, because we get out of here early on Friday, and so it makes me feel like I've done stuff, and I've had a longer weekend.
Yeah.
So, we do, like, we'll do cards and dinner and stuff tonight. And then tomorrow, I told Marta, I said, I saw this ad on the TV for an RV convention, whatever they call them. RV show.
I was here when you saw it.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think we should go. Because we always see RVs and go, oh, that'd be fun to have. And I know we're not going to buy one. I know we're never going to get one. But I like looking at things like that. And it's fun to see all the new stuff. I'm like, let's go. And so Molly and Greg are all, yeah, let's go. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, so that'll be
y'all
a good
cute.
Time. Yeah, and then doing some garage stuff. I'm redoing my
Do y'all
stuff.
Pick up each other and go in one car? Do y'all go separate?
If we are going, like, to Nashville, you know, something like that, from where we live, it's like 30 minutes away, we'll all ride together. When we vacation, we all ride together, with the exception of times if we have more people. Like, if the girls are with us, then we can't take one car. But we typically try to ride together. They'll drive or we'll drive.
Do the guys sit up front, or do the guys sit in the back, or do y'all do couples?
No, we do couples. Like, it's when we drive, Molly and Greg, when they drive, Molly and Greg will sit up front, and then Marty and I are in the back. But Marty and Molly have to sit at an angle so they can turn to see each other.
Of course.
So they have rules. And so, we sit, like, catty corner, I guess.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it is funny because as your relationship with your friends evolves, like, when we first started hanging out with them, Molly would ride in the back, and I would ride in the front next to Greg, because I think it was kind of like, oh, well, these guys need to get to know each other, and then we became friends, now it's like we couple up. So, there you go.
So cute.
No, it is adorable.
You and Greg are bear.
Speaking of that, it's time to go.
Hey!
What?
Question. We were talking about maybe getting tested for COVID. Are you?
I'm not.
Yeah, because I feel fine.
Yeah, I'm good. I thought about it. If I had a home test, I would take one tomorrow, but the headaches of trying to go and get tested right now, they've made it too hard. So it's like, I don't feel bad. So no, I'm not doing that.
I'm just waiting until the government sends the four to my roommate.
Yeah.
I'll take one of those.
yeah, exactly. Take hers. I don't know why they only sent you three, Nicole.
Yeah. Man, that stinks. Hey, do you want to watch Where I Got Discovery Plus?
No. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for your Aftercast. And as always, thanks for being a potty.